Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a monster game on the schedule for the Texans, given how this thing has laid out. Let's be honest. The Texans have given themselves zero room for grace down the stretch. All right, you start a season 2-3, you got to get on a streak late. And the problem is you're playing a first-place schedule, and the problem is it goes through Seattle Monday night. One of the most difficult places to play, you know, not right now, but historically speaking, one of the more difficult places to play in the NFL, whether it's the weather or it's just how loud and raucous it gets down there. They've had a pretty good team a handful of years over the last 15 or 20. So Seattle has been a really, really tough place to play. I think when you look at this team this year, Luke, it's what stands out to me is on both sides of the football, I think they're probably better than people expected, right? Sam Darnold is a quarterback that they bring in, pairing with Clint Kubiak. Clint Kubiak's been really good with young quarterbacks and quarterbacks in general, and they're pretty damn good, right? But you look defensively, they've been in and out of statistically in and out of some of the top defenses in football to this point, right? 5 or 6 weeks into the season. And so I think when you and throughout the next several days and even into our show on Monday, we'll lead you up to Seattle. But I think whether it's today, Thursday, or Friday, or even next Monday, I believe that this matchup with the Houston Texans, it starts in one place, and it starts with the Seattle Seahawks defensive front. I think this is the biggest challenge for the Texans, given where our struggles have been offensively, as well as given kind of how we've improved over the last 2 weeks. The biggest challenge for the Houston Texans is the Seattle Seahawks defensive front. And DeMeco Ryans, he spoke to the media yesterday, and to no surprise, he believes that as well. Here's DeMeco Ryans talking about the Seattle Seahawks defensive front.
And starting up front with their defensive line, like the interior piece with their tackles, Murphy, Reed, Williams, they're really big guys inside, strong. It's hard to move those guys inside, so it starts there. And then on the edge is really smart players on the edge with Nwosu, with Mafe, with all the guys that they have, DeMarcus Lawrence, like all those guys doing a really nice job on the edges. Their entire defense line, feel like that's the strength of their defense. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for us to handle their front. It's all going to start there. Any team that's been able to move the ball versus these guys, you have to do a good job versus their front. And they're good in the run game, also in the pass game with the stunts that they run. They don't have to pressure much because they get a lot of pressure with their front four guys. So, yeah, huge challenge for us, challenge for our offensive line this week.
So, Monday when I was in, Luke, we highlighted the success that they had Sunday when they had 7 sacks. They had 16 quarterback hits, I believe, and 33 pressures and 42 snaps, I believe, is what the stats were, if my memory calls me. It doesn't fail me. When you put that on top of DeMeco Ryans, has been watching film, obviously, for a week and a half now, and his belief is this thing starts in the trenches with whether we can move and have success and protect with this defensive line. I got to believe this is where the matchups are going to start every week moving forward for the Texans.
Yeah, for sure. And that's almost goes back to our original conversation today about, you know, the opportunity to buy in on Monday. And if things don't go well on Monday, how can you continue to buy in moving forward? And it's similar to the offensive line. I mean, you know, they played well enough in those two victories. Nick Caserio's been pumping up the tires the last 2 weeks here during the bye week. But this is the real test, and I always compare it. I bring this up all the time, probably because it was so scarring. But being the youngest of three boys, I always compare it to I would compete well against my friends, feel good about myself, and then my brothers would come out to the driveway and put me in my place and show me, you're not as good as you think you are. And so I think it's similar here where this is the real measuring up game for this offensive line of, yeah, you've done well the last two victories, but against two teams that are two of the worst in the league at pressuring the quarterback. Now, this is the real measuring stick of, let's see how good this offensive line truly is. You mentioned the numbers for the Seahawks. They've blitzed only 16% of the time this year, and yet they're top five in the league in pressure rate. So they can get after you with just their defensive line without having to send more guys. And I know on the text line people were saying earlier, from our earlier conversation, you know, this is a huge Stroud game. Stroud needs to show how good he is. And talking with Seth the last couple of days, he was saying there's some missed opportunities from Trevor Lawrence in that game. So I think not only the offensive line, but this is also that opportunity for Stroud in the face of some of that pressure to show that you are this good quarterback that we've seen at times, more so than a Trevor Lawrence, and you can handle some of this stuff because the Jaguars could not on Sunday. But most definitely, that's the biggest matchup, is how well can you handle this defensive front for Seattle and give your offense some time to be able to operate against a good defense for once.
Well, if you don't believe Luke and what he's saying, listen to this right here. This is DeMeco Ryans. You just heard him talking about Seattle's defensive front. Now, if you flip it and say, hey, what has worked offensively for you the last 2 weeks? Here's the head coach answering that question.
The things that worked the past couple weeks offensively is just us being able to stay committed to the run game and run the football. Right? You can run the ball. You can sustain drives. That's the key. Right? And that'll be the key for us moving forward. We can do that. We can control the line of scrimmage, get positive plays in the running game that allows Kaylee, right, to be able to open up the playbook and call whatever he wants, whatever he's installed that particular week. Everything is at his disposal when you can stay on schedule, and that's what it's been the past 2 weeks.
You put those two pieces of audio together, I think you've got ultimately what this game boils down to. Again, Seattle's defensive front, as you said, when you talk about defensive football, there's all kind of different schemes at work. There's all kind of different pressure and bend don't breaks and yada, yada, yada. There's guys that have edge rushers. There's guys that have monsters inside. There's guys that have both, right? But when you talk about a really good defense, right, typically that what's the most powerful aspect of defense is, can you stop the run and can you pressure the quarterback with just your down four? I don't care if you're playing a 3-4. I don't care if you're playing a 4-3. I don't care. I don't care what your scheme is or isn't. If you can pressure the quarterback with your down four, if you can stop the run with your down four, you are going to be one of the best defenses in whatever league you're in, year out. And right now, again, through what is this, the third of the season so far?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's going fast. Yep. Through a third of the season so far, Seattle, more times than not, have proven to be a team that can do that. And then you couple that with the success where we've seen the Texans offense do well and put good product out there and score points and move the football. It's been because they were able to handle, at least according to DeMeco Ryans, because they were able to handle the opponent's defensive front. They were able to run the football. They were able to stay ahead of the chains. And so now I hope there comes a day, by the way, Luke, I hope there comes a day where winning and losing football games isn't dependent on the scheme and players staying at keeping the offensive coordinator in a perfectly comfortable situation, right, every damn drive just to score points. At some point, we've got to be able to overcome those. I understand the emphasis. Good football teams stay ahead of the chains. Good football teams don't take sacks. Good football teams, they fall forward. They don't fall back. I get it. But at some point in time, we've got to become a football team that isn't just trying to accomplish the very basic of just staying ahead of the chains. At some point, we've got to be so explosive or so good schematically or have a quarterback that is cerebral enough and lethal enough to, hey, we get into a second and 10 or a second and 12, no worries, man, we got you. We got to play. We got plays for that. The whole thought of like leaning into, and we've heard offensive coordinators around here early this season as well as really Bobby Sloak all year last year, talking about how the third down and long playbook is really thin. There's not much out there. Well, I mean, I would argue that the good ones find a way. The good ones find a way to get that done. And so we shall see. But this week, the big matchup between the Texans and the Seattle Seahawks is going to be at the line of scrimmage, and I believe it's going to be our offensive line versus their defensive line. Can we force Seattle to have to bring safeties and linebackers out of coverage to where we're dictating, okay, now I know we got you in man, and I know I've got you in middle field closed, and I've got a soft corner. Now we can throw our screen game. Now we can throw our quick game, and now we're dictating what's going on. Or are we sitting back and just trying to respond to everything they throw at us? right? Can we get to a point where we're dictating? We did that against Baltimore. You know what, Luke? We did this. I say we. The Texans did this against Tennessee for more than just the fourth quarter. I mean, there were two balls that were missed earlier in that ball game that I think would have given you a two score, three score lead early on. That would have the whole narrative around that game would have been completely different. So we've really seen it for 2 weeks. We've seen the conservative approach, stay ahead of the chains, run the football, check the football down, and then we just missed the shots early in the Tennessee game. We've hit them ever since then. CJ has hit them ever since then, and so we've been able to separate. Can the Texans get to that point where they can take calculated risk instead of everybody in the stadium knowing you got to throw the ball? Good luck.
Yeah, and can they do it against a defensive front like Seattle? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the million-dollar question on Monday night. And as you already laid out, I mean the Seahawks, you know, you always point back to like those Giants teams that won the Super Bowl with Eli Manning and the defensive line and how they were able to get after Tom Brady. Those were good pass rushers. They weren't so good against the run. But this Seahawks team, not only are they top five in pressure rate, they're number two in rush defense. So, like, this defensive line does a little bit of everything. It's tough. I know what D'Amico and the Texans want to do. I don't know if they'll be able to do it because this is a tough team to run the football against as well. It's actually probably even tougher. So, it's going to be – it's a huge test Monday night, and it comes down to those trenches.
Where are they at, Luke, in scoring defense?
Oh,
where are they at in scoring? I know I mentioned this about 3 weeks ago, and I saw this, it was one of those moments where I saw a graphic, and it was really highlighting the fact that the Texans were the number one scoring defense in the NFL. And I was like, hell yeah, this is good. These guys are kicking ass, man. This is good stuff. And then I started looking down, Luke. Guess who 2 through 6 was? Opponents on our schedule. Yeah. And Seattle, point was, Seattle was one
sixth.
Of them. They're sixth, right? So they're a top six scoring defense. And at the time when I looked at it, I think Jacksonville was up there. Arizona was up there. So it was one of those where just like every team on that damn every team other than the Texans was on that schedule. So there you have it. They're one of the better scoring defenses in the league as well. This is a monster matchup.